W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Extreme heat across much of the country. In Chicago, the heat index will make it feel like 110 degrees today. That heat moving eastward. More than 60 Philadelphia area schools are letting kids out early because there's no air conditioning in the classrooms. Members of a congressional task force investigating the attempted assassination of Donald Trump visited Butler, Pennsylvania this week.
After the lawmakers toured the fairgrounds, Democratic Representative Glenn Ivey making it clear that the task force is united in its mission.
We weren't going to let politics get in the middle of this, that we were going to work together to get this done in a very quick and expeditious way.
Members of the bipartisan group saying they're focused on a swift and thorough investigation. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg says senior Biden administration officials pressured Facebook to censor some COVID-19 content during the pandemic. Zuckerberg writing a letter to Congress this week saying, "I believe government pressure was wrong, and I regret that we were not more outspoken about it." This is ABC News. A key decision could come soon, as today in Utah, in the case of Corey Richens, accused of killing her husband and then writing a children's book.
A hearing is underway to determine if there's enough evidence to put 34-year-old Corey Richens on trial for the murder of her husband, Eric. Prosecutors say in 2022, Corey poisoned Eric with a cocktail laced with 5 times the lethal dose of fentanyl. The couple's housekeeper, Carmen Lauber, claims she sold fentanyl to Corey. But the defense argues prosecutors promised Lauber a reduced sentence in exchange for her testimony.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Testimony continues today in the trial of the FTC's challenge to a merger of grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons. And it was a deal definitely too good to be true. First class airline seats for 85% off. Qantas Airlines saying it was an accident that $20,000 tickets were selling for $3,400 each. About 300 were sold. The airline says people who bought them can still fly, but in business class. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's time to send kids back to school, and that means ensuring they're vaccinated to keep them and their classmates safe. Here's Melissa Kay.
The new guidelines for school vaccinations go into effect for the 2024-25 school year. These updates aim to provide better protection against serious diseases. Dr. Natalie Weeks is a family medicine physician.
Back in the day when we didn't have vaccines for these illnesses, unfortunately, children did pass away from these diseases, and we are very lucky that we have these vaccines.
Dr. Weeks encourages you to talk with your child's primary care provider.
And money from the National Park Service will help some historic sites here in Wisconsin. Grants will help maintain places like Ringling Brothers Circus Headquarters in Baraboo, the National Soldiers Home Governor's Mansion and Chapel in Milwaukee, and the Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Wauwatosa. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
The Badgers ready for a new season. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Badgers host Western Michigan on Friday night. Wisconsin finished with a disappointing 7-6 record last season. Head coach Luke Fickle.
And if I would say anything about last year, that's where I think after week 1 and 2, I did recognize one of our shortcomings was our ability to problem solve. As things changed within a game, as things changed from the start of a game, because, I felt like last year we were really good with the things we prepared for. but we were not nearly as good with the things that we hadn't prepared for and to be able to problem solve. And I think we'll get a great look at that in week one.
NFL, the Packers have a new backup quarterback. They traded a 7th-round pick to the Titans for Malik Willis, who now has to learn a new playbook by next week.
Without preparation, you never feel comfortable. You never feel like you're able to go do your best. I just want to take every day like this my last and just learn as much as I can, retain that information, and go out there and try to do it the next day.
That's the Packers' new backup quarterback, Malik Willis, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, and a couple of those could be strong to severe. It's also going to be brutally hot and humid again. Our high 91, the heat index 100 or better this afternoon. Tonight, thunderstorms continue, 65 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, a lot cooler, high of 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Up North News Radio's Pat Wrightlow joins us. We have Greg Wansnyder from Carroll University and a very special announcement from Dan Schaefer. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back, Mind on the Mare. We're at 2014 to 2016. Trulane, literally, the sun is shining off the tuba from it glistening off the roof of Lambeau Field off the tuba. Can you get more Green Bay Packer location more than this?
We need brats.
We need brats.
This is unbelievable.
We need brats.
I mean,
it is
the phenomenal. Packer band who's been playing for years, and you see them all the time when you go to the games, but just. Don't you just feel it?
Well, when he plays that song, because that goes back to my era when the Packers during every kickoff for the game to start the game, that's the song they play. And I still get goosebumps.
Yeah, it's awesome. Of
Travis Williams back there. Travis Williams, the Roadrunner, takes down the 20-yard line up to the 25 to 30. He breaks free down the right sideline. They're not going to catch the Roadrunner. Travis Williams. Had to do it.
The music's a lot better. But yeah, it's just. Thank you for being here, you guys.
Well, it would have been better with the music behind me.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
That was.
I
wasn't being critical. I was. Okay, yeah. we'll do that on the way out one of these times. But yeah, the Packer band, you guys, NFL, I'm sure you're going to be very, very booked for all these house parties and all these events coming up because you play every game, right?
Play every game.
Yeah, that's cool. Oh, we're going to have you guys come on. All right, well.
First, let's keep talking with Ruby here.
These are the event planners, though.
Stuff. Event planners, Ruby. Once again, talk a little bit about if people want to get a hold of you, how to do it.
Yeah. So you can contact us through our website. Obviously, big on social media as well. We do have a showroom right in the heart of Lambeau, or the shadow of Lambeau Field on Mike McCarthy Way. So we're right there, and we are getting ready. We are getting calls. We are getting inquiries of all shapes, sizes, colors. Teams, don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
And we're really excited. I mean, this is a generational opportunity for a lot of people in Green Bay.
Now, did I use your place?
Is it? Yes, you did.
That's where
yes,
I got my linen.
When I said,
I was. What you? What? No. You guys did a great job. You take, as I told you, or actually I told your assistant.
Yeah.
You make Jim.
Todd has to make no.
No. I would just say. I just want to say, Ruby makes a good event a great event.
Thank you.
But that's nice. But I don't know how it's possible that we show up on location for a live broadcast and linens still come up on the show.
Somehow,
you are the only middle-aged guy that loves linens.
Yeah. Middle. Every story he tells, I broke my toe one time carrying linens down the steps
for the
Christmas party. I got the best linens.
For
linens comes out every day somehow is incorporated. So for you to say that about linens, I'm sorry, we had to stop the show.
You have a wonderful place. I did make that connection, and I just... everything. You've got
we have a lot of stuff.
You got a lot of stuff there. Ooh. A warehouse. No, I just you got the greatest linens.
We do have a lot of linens.
Different tablecloths, different sizes and color. You matched them because we were hosting a bridal shower, so you matched them to the dresses for the wedding party. And,
yep.
And thanks for doing that.
Yeah,
and
we
it was not
business.
That expensive,
Beth,
you know.
Yes. Can you maybe hire him?
Yes, I feel like
he's always looking for side gigs to make a couple. Of
I love a side hustle.
Listen,
so.
Sorry, Zabby
Rowan. Good luck with Rocky Horror Picture Show. Okay?
Not a problem. Thank
people,
you.
People call me the time. Linen lady all the time, so you can be the linen man.
No, oh, just not. I just
they always just call me the linen lady.
To like they would, for living in the paper capital, we don't have much paper besides toilet paper. Right. All our stuff is anyway.
Yeah, I love
thank
it.
Thank you for what you're doing over there. I think that, like I said, I think people don't. If they come to see you, they can make, like I said, a good event a great event.
Yeah.
And you have got, and you got some creative people. I don't want to say
we
kids,
do.
But they're
yeah,
they're
do.
Young. Mm-hmm. Working
yeah.
for you.
And we've got stuff. I mean, we always joke, yes, we have a lot of linens. We also have a 1947 Chevrolet
right.
Fleetmaster car.
Yeah.
And
really?
We have a boat. And we have all kinds of bars and chairs.
Oh,
and
yeah.
All kinds of things. So, yeah, we like to make, our job is to make every event different. And
right.
so we have a lot of fun doing it.
What do you mean you have a boat?
We have an...
That's normal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Linens, boats, cars,
things,
astronauts.
Cars, astronauts.
You're doing the Gilligan's Island theme? You know,
we
like
do.
Bring
we have
in.
An old vintage boat that we... Don't tell anybody, but drilled holes in the bottom, so I wouldn't use it. But we fill it with ice and we put drinks in it.
Oh, Amanda, you know about this?
Okay, yes, I do, because my side job that isn't just radio is I work weddings. I'm an event coordinator. We use Ruby.
Mm-hmm. No,
Ruby designs all the time, yep. And I actually know Beth a little
yep.
bit.
Yeah.
So yeah, and I just need to know what is your secret for getting stains out?
Oh.
Because I have two children and I need help.
Yes, and that is a lot of products, a lot of things, and some really amazing people in the back. If it was up to Zeb and I, frankly, we would be out of business if it was that.
Yes, we would.
But we have some fantastic team members in the back that's their thing. Like, we're going to get this stuff clean and we're going to make it look as good as we can. So there are some secrets in the back. You'll have to stop by. We'll let you in.
Yeah, I've seen the disasters at the end of a wedding on white,
red wine,
pristine
mm-hmm.
linens, and then we'll get them back. You know, I've been doing this a few years. Of course, we're getting the same ones back at some point, and they're clean.
Yep.
Just beautifully clean.
I had a
amazing.
Guy, and he was a friend. He used to invite me to his parties all the time. And he stopped inviting me. And I talked to him one time and goes, yeah, last time you were there, I know exactly where you went. I could trail you all around. I go, why? He goes, from the little red wine stains on my carpet all the way through the entire house.
We had I
was never invited back.
I live in Astor Park and we do that like neighborhood events.
Yeah.
And one was white wine, red wine to see these houses. And I took the white wine.
Yes.
Got the red wine.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. But I just think that's really cool what you offer. I think some people are a little bit hesitant to call someone like you. It's like, oh, I can't afford it, or they don't know. You guys give us ideas and you're very creative.
100%. You can come into our store sometimes, you're going to have a house party, and you're like, I just need 20 cool napkins.
Right.
Great. That's what the rental is then.
Yeah.
There's no minimums. We don't do anything. What you need is what you need. We'll certainly ask questions and offer things that you might not otherwise know that we have, like a boat.
You know, I may, if you have like a real country theme,
mm-hmm.
I make stuff out of barnwood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, okay, nothing. I just
that would go great with the 10-foot windmill that we have.
Yes,
in the garage.
Yeah,
so next to the car.
Next to the car.
Did he do something behind my back?
No, I mean, I don't.
Not at all.
I think it's really cool what you offer this community.
Yeah.
And I just think people should take advantage of you. And you're an entrepreneur. I wanted to get you on just talk about the small business of the week. And and your employees are awesome too.
I
appreciate
really
that. Enjoy
working
we
love
them.
Being a part of this community.
Give yourselves a quick plug.
Hey, Ruby Design. We are on 7-Eleven Mike McCarthy Way. Mm-hmm. RubyDesignOnline.com. Come visit us. Let's go have some fun at some events.
Who are you working with on your play?
Kurt Grave is directing Rocky Horror.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when's that going to be?
We open September 19th.
Is that the Evergreen?
No, Broadway Theater in De Pere.
Broadway Theater in De Pere. Outstanding.
Yeah.
We try to pump those people
we
as much as
theater.
We
appreciate
when you get closer, come on the show.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. We'll do that. Yeah, in costume.
Okay.
In costume.
You might not be ready for that this early in the morning. Just saying.
I guess somebody that looks like Susan Sarandon from 1977, too.
We might have that already.
Thank you. All right. Todd, where are we going next, buddy?
All right.
Introduce him, Jim.
Kevin Van Ness and the Packer Band. Then playing in Lambeau Field for what? Forever. You guys are the most consistent, most fun. All right, let's hear some, Kevin.
The Lumberjack Band. Thank you. Outstanding tailgate band. Oh, hang on, hang on. Can you guys hang on? Somebody.
Windbreak.
Nope, somebody's at the door. Hello.
What's up with all the damn noise?
Oh, did you? That made me a little nervous because I see one of our next guests is Schwabenen Deputy Chief. So I don't want any
Ruby,
noise ordinances.
Thank you very much. Right?
God,
thanks
you guys
very
are
much,
good.
Man.
Yeah, thanks for coming in, Rubies.
I'm serious. When you guys are getting close to Rocky Horror, come on the show. All right. Outstanding. Good stuff. Fun stuff.
Kevin, come on. Tell us about what's going on in the world of the best jazz band in, well, actually in the state for sure. You play all over Florida, New Orleans, and
oh,
you're here.
We're all fired up, Jim, with the season. We just kicked off the preseason, had a great time with the fans.
Yeah.
You get a different bunch of fans from the regular season.
Yeah. So
they're all excited.
Because a lot of them are first-timers almost.
Oh, yeah. They don't get to experience it, so this is pretty cool and a lot of new energy with that, so. We'll be going into the regular season, and we're excited with the draft. Anybody needs a Packer band or a band, we'll be happy to come on over and play for you.
Yeah, I just love you guys. And we have an event coming up that you're booked for, which is very unfortunate, but you're busy, and that people got to get on, like, now.
Oh, we just came out of a busy summer. We were probably playing 4 or 5 times a week.
That's awesome.
Our particular band got lucky. We only got one rain gig this year, so.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, we have love the music that we have in this community. So with the Packer bands, you play in the field, house parties. What do you do when it comes to a Packer game?
First band, 1921. Packer song came out in the 30s. We're the longest continuous playing band in the entire league that didn't stop or break up or get cut from the team.
Really?
And we used to be on the field, as you know.
Yep.
And then with the renovation with Bob Harlan, he didn't want to get rid of the tradition. So he took the big band and made it to 3 small pep bands. And our job, as he directed us, was we want to make sure those fans have a great time before they even walk inside Lambeau.
Yeah.
And I think the Packers, and I want to give them credit, they really want you to have a good experience when you leave your home to when you get home, from traffic to the tailgate to tailgating. I mean, they got to put a good product on the field, too. But I just think they really thought about the consumer here.
Oh, that's a little packaging, to be honest with you, guys. If you have a great time tailgating, win, lose the game, you had a great time at
great
the
experience.
Game. Oh, man, we had a great time.
Absolutely.
Tailgating, especially
you know, that's true.
Or if you have a birthday, whatever, we'll play.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal, cool. Kevin. Yeah. How can people get a hold of you?
You can just, you know, message Kevin Vaness or Google right. Kevin Vaness in the Talk of the Town. I'm under that, too, and get a hold of me. And we'll be happy to
Packer
come and play
band,
for you.
Talk of the Town.
Packer Band, just, Talk of the Town, yeah, whatever you occasion you have.
I just,
all right. Yeah, you give us all right. Some of the way out, buddy.
Kevin, you are the best.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff in De Pere, available 24 hours a day, and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1926.
6.
Register today for the 15th annual RX Link Golf Classic in support of Naranon at Thornberry Creek at Oneida. It's Friday, August 30th and starts with registration and breakfast at 9 a.m., followed by a shotgun start at 10. Happy hour starts at 4 p.m., followed by the awards dinner and silent auction. Proceeds support Naranon, a 12-step program for families and friends of addicts. Advanced registration is suggested and simple. Just call Thornberry Creek at Oneida, 920-434-7501, or search for RX Link Golf online. See you August 30th.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
All right. Hey, outstanding. Thank you very much, Green Bay Packer Tailgater Band. Fantastic once again.
In the stadium. Just go up, talk to them. They're great. They will do birthday songs, anything. Since 1921. You guys look good for playing that long.
I know. I thought the same thing. But once again, we are at 2014-2016, True Lane and Ashwaubenon, literally within the shadows of Lambeau Field. Yeah. And this is one of the great, great places that people can rent coming up for the Packer draft or Packer games or whatever. This one can hold up to 14 people. But the folks that run the whole organization, is Wendy still here? I just want to talk to Wendy from super quick.
Simple Life Hospitality.
Where did Wendy go?
SimpleLifeHospitality.com.
Because they will be renting out this one and how many others? Go ahead, Todd.
What's cool about them, Johnny, is that they, if you want to rent out your house, they'll do it for you.
Right.
You know, they have a whole plethora of homes on their website.
Plethora is a great word.
They want to add more.
So earlier, Wendy actually took a tour with Amanda, and we took a camera, and we went around to tour the actual home, and we're going to actually play that back. So, Conrad, if you can give me a thumbs up on the stream. Yeah, real
fantastic.
Quick. If you can give me a thumb up on StreamYard, Conrad, to let me know that you're ready with the video, we will actually show folks the inside, or at least half of the inside of this location, which
kinda
is
like Cribs.
Kind of like Cribs. Go ahead and talk to Wendy.
But you know what? This has been such an educational thing. Either way, we've been talking with your people and everything like that, and Michael and that, having like the inspector here and all these other people, it really cuts right into the heart of what people need to do, the cool parts, the things they need to be aware of ahead of time.
And your company and I like the term turnkey, because there's a lot of moving parts to renting out your house. A lot. Not just that you came in, you took the photos, coordinated the inspection, you know.
New linens.
Yep.
Yeah, right? I know you like linens.
You don't have to have new linens though, right? Or is it?
We're doing, I believe they're going to be rented, so you don't have to own them. You just rent them.
Right, from Ruby.
So you don't have people sleeping on your sheets. You got different sheets.
they bring that all in. You can do anything by yourself, but boy, it's nice to go to a professional. You know, and that's what Simple Life Hospitality brings to the party. And when we first met Michael, we were really impressed with him on our show, and kind of followed up with him. And a few of my friends have had him come up all the way up to Door County.
He has great energy, but he's very genuine. He's not like a salesman.
Todd?
We're going to go ahead and play that video. If you want to see the tour of this, you got to get on our Facebook page. You can also watch it later on. But here comes the tour that we took just moments earlier in the house.
Hi, I'm Wendy Schultz, founder of the Simple Life Hospitality. We are a vacation rental management company, and I'm here today to show you around one of our draft houses. It's a house for vacation rentaling all year round and also during the Packer season. So this is Green and Gold Getaway. We're on True Lane here in Ashwaubenon, and we are so close to Lambeau Fields. Turn around here. And I mean, you can't get any closer. You got crawls right there. During the games, they're going to have bands and everything. There's just so much action right here, and you don't have to worry about parking. How cool is that? You got perfect space right here. Let's go inside. All right, welcome, welcome. There are two sides to this property, and the one I'm going to show you here is the one that sleeps six. You can actually rent out both. The other side sleeps eight, so you can have 14 total in this property. So this is great gathering space. The nice thing about when you book a vacation rental is that you can have people have their own space, yet you have gathering space. You can go out to eat and you can make food here. You can have your beers in the fridge, your waters and things like that, and just walk right over to Lambeau. It is great. So would you come on in over here? And I don't know if I should save the best for last, but I'm gonna go best for first. But this is our party garage. And actually the garage door opens and you can have your pre-party over here. You know, we've had people who don't even go to the games. They just want to tailgate and they just want to be here and be near the action. You can do that here. We've got a TV in out here. We've got some bean bags. We got bar stools, everything, a couch. This is a great place to gather before the game, after the game, and even during the game if you don't end up going over there. And then we've got a full kitchen. This property has been completely remodeled, so everything is brand new. And you've got fully equipped, you've got a full-size fridge, you've got, of course, all the modern appliances, so you don't need to go out to eat all the time. You can have plenty of options to make your food here, keep your drinks cold, and hang out here before or after the game. Then over here, we have a half bath. It's great to have more space when you have multiple people, especially if not everyone's related to each other, that you have places for people to get ready in separate spaces. We also have a washer and dryer here, so you can keep your clothes fresh. Back here, I won't open the door here, but back here we have a patio with Adirondack chairs and a grill and plenty of space for you to do your pre-game, post-game, and also playing bean bags or anything else you want to play. Throw a football. We'll head on upstairs. All right, upstairs here, we have a dual sink and walk-in shower. So great for multiple people getting ready for the game. Again, completely remodeled. Everything is brand new in this property. And on the other side here, and turn on the light, we have a king size bed. So got two people up here and a little closet in the corner there to hang up your stuff and some places over here as well to keep all of your game day gear. Head back downstairs. And downstairs we have two bedrooms. One here is a queen bedroom for another two people. And then we have here a wonderful solution here for people who are trying it already at the same time. We've got two sinks and then the shower and toilet with a sliding door. So one person can be in the shower and you've got two spaces for people to be getting ready. And then finally, we have our last bedroom. There's a king bed in here. So there's your six people. And this bedroom is probably the best because you have a really nice view of Lambeau Field out the window.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Tuesday morning. Farm Rescue is now serving Wisconsin. This is a nonprofit that helps farm families who've experienced maybe an illness, injury, or a natural disaster. The volunteers help with field work, hauling, or livestock feeding, just to name a few of their services. Wade Peterson from Baraboo has been volunteering with Farm Rescue for 4 years. He's helped 26 families through the program. He says it's rewarding work, and he actually takes 2 weeks of vacation every year to help out families in need.
Oh, just meeting the people, meeting the other volunteers. I mean, we have a huge group of volunteers, and I've worked with them from all over. The families that you help, a lot of times we're in real small communities, so we go out to eat. It's friends and neighbors will stop in and say hello. It's truly enjoyable. It can get quite emotional, and I get emotional. But no, they're always thankful, and it's great to see them smile and have a relief off their shoulders that we were able to help them.
Wade Peterson reminds us that on the farm, even amidst a tragedy, the animals still need fed, the crops still need harvested. Farming doesn't stop for anything, which he says is why Farm Rescue is such an important program. Stick around, we'll take a look at our commodity markets next.
The Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, it's been around for a while. Unfortunately, a lot of us don't think about it until the end of the year. Now is a good time for not only farmers, but also their seed suppliers, their agronomists, their crop consultants to think about it as well. Sean, a lot of people at first will be, well, it's just for bragging rights, or maybe the money that is part of the reward. But from your perspective, it's about a whole lot more than that, right?
Yeah, Pam, what I really learned from the yield contest is that farmers are always trying innovative new technologies out there in the field. And what they can do then is basically see how they work in these smaller field situations, which is the yield contest. And that information then comes back to me and is relayed to farmers through our different work groups and through them, you know, just having those conversations at Corn Soy Expo. And what's really cool about that is we can see the diversity of ways that farmers can get these high yields.
More details available now at wisoybean.org or coolbeans.info.
Tuesday morning from Chicago, cash corn is trading down a quarter of a cent at 361 and three quarters. December new crop corn is also down a quarter of a penny at 386 and a quarter. Cash soybeans are trading down a quarter of a cent at 959 and a half. November new crop beans down a penny at 979 and three quarters. And cash and new crop wheat is down a penny and a half at 496. And a half. The Class 3 milk contracts are showing strength. The September contract is up 6 cents at 22.60 a hundredweight. The October contract is staying neutral at 23.05 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, and a couple of those could be strong to severe. It's also going to be brutally hot and humid again. Our high 91, the heat index 100 or better this afternoon. Tonight, thunderstorms continue, 65 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, a lot cooler, high of 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Mm-hmm.
right. Thank you very much for the Packers Tailgate event. Folks, if you're looking to hire them or get them to event, understand one thing. They don't pay any attention to cues.
No, we're like, okay, guys,
four
wrap it up.
Four times Todd was giving them a rap. They're just, yeah, we're oblivious to that.
But
we're
you never interrupt the solo.
And
who are you to tell me? I mean, Kevin Van Ness, the Tailgater
band. If we took a poll, they'd take the band over us. So, I mean, let's be nice to our listeners.
That's not even a question.
Talk of the Town. You go to the website. It's all there. The Packer Band, Kevin Van Ness. These guys are the best musicians in the state by far, and they will play any event, all events, and I just love them.
And there's a reason they're with us here. We're in open house today for Simple Life Hospitality. If you're thinking about renting out your house for Packer games, for events, and, of course, the NFL draft, these are the people you need to talk to. They will take care of everything. Right now, we're located at 2014 and 2016 True Lane, literally within the shadows of Lambeau Field. It's right outside the window, and it's a great, great thing that they're doing. You're taking part in a gym with your house from today from 12 until 6. They will have an open house. Take a tour of this place. Kick the tires with them. Just find out a little bit more. We've had the inspectors here. We've had so many people. If you're even thinking about possibly renting out your house for Packers season or the NFL draft, please come on down. We've got great things. We got prizes from Circle K. Circle K is in the house. We'll talk with her in a minute. We got prizes and treats and stuff like that from Hy-Vee. Come on down, folks. 12 to 6, open house here, 2014 to 2016, True Lane, Simple Life Hospitality. Right now, obviously, if you're going to be doing anything in Ashwaubenon, you want to hear from the people in charge here, the Ashwaubenon Deputy
tough.
Chief Nick Kozlowski and Village Manager
Greg Ozeski. Joel.
Well,
Greg.
No. Joel Greg Ozeski.
Okay, that right? Was close.
That is correct.
There you go. You were going to say Greg Ozeski.
That's because that's how he said it's phonetically.
Yeah,
so
but his first name is Joel.
I didn't. I was just Mr.
Okay.
I just
Mr. Mr. Oh, that's
this guy. He's the top guy.
Mr.
Now,
Greg.
He's the top guy.
Now, Jim, you know that's going to be a running joke in the office now, right? You know that.
Anyway, welcome, you guys. We got the village president here and the chief. This NFL draft is it's a big deal, and any – words of wisdom first. I mean, you've got it going on here. I mean, this community, this village looks great, and everything. But what? Any advice for people who are thinking of maybe doing some rentals?
Yeah, I mean, we've like Joel and I were lucky enough, along with some other village employees, to go down to Detroit and actually see this thing firsthand, cool. Which I think was a huge benefit to be able to see what the village, what the city, what this area in general is going to be stepping into in a few short months.
Because looking at it on TV was just like, whoosh, mass of humanity.
Yes.
What's it like when you see it up close and in person?
Yeah, it was, I mean, I've never been to a draft. I'm sure a lot of people around here probably haven't either.
Right.
It was awe-inspiring. I mean, there was a lot of people. The draft is one thing, but then there's other parties that kind of go on outside. That was kind of a shock to me. I'll let Joel kind of talk about his experiences.
I just want to say, as a police officer, though, it's a pretty good crowd. I mean, I looked at the rests from Vegas, Kansas City. It was just a handful. So
yeah.
I'd like to think it brings.
I think it is really a family-oriented event.
Right.
The safety, the security is top-notch. NFL handles that. So it's a very safe event. And it's really very few problems from what we saw, even in
Great.
Detroit. And after the fact, yeah, we heard very few arrests.
All right, so let's talk to the guy who's cashing in. Just kidding, Joel.
Not directly.
But the community is going to do all right.
Todd,
I mean,
are we painting with that same brush as him?
You got to admit, I mean, Hy-Vee's here, Circle K. I mean, this is great for the economy.
Sure. I think local businesses are definitely going to experience an influx of business, not only during the 3 days of the draft, but also the buildup. So NFL and their contractors, when they come in to start beginning the construction phase, if you will, or the buildup phase to the draft, they'll be here. There'll be thousands of workers from outside the area
right.
in our community working, shopping, eating at restaurants, so on and so forth. So I think businesses need to be prepared for that and understand that there's an opportunity to capture that audience as well.
So as the village manager, you were in Detroit to witness the draft. Any concerns? I'm just curious. I want to hear from you. I've talked to quite a few people about this, and I'm not hearing a whole lot, but what would be some concerns you have?
I don't know that we necessarily had concerns. I think our primary thing was, while we really need to be prepared, this is different than a typical game day setup. I think all of us in this area have been to a Packer game or have been around Lambeau Field during game time, and it's chaotic. There are a lot of people. It's organized chaos, of course, but The draft is a whole different animal. We have probably 2 to 3 times more people in the general area than what you typically see during game day, and it's for an extended period of time. So if you think about a Packer game, it's only 2.5-3 hours. You have a few hours before and a few hours after, and Green Bay, Ashwaubenon, they really kind of clean up and clear out. With the draft, it's early in the morning to later in the evening, so it's a very long extended period for 3 days. So I think people just being prepared for that influx of people for that duration of time is important.
And it is going to be an impact. I mean, it's not, like you said, it's not just a 3-day game. I mean, you've got 3-4 times the number of people here, and the students are paying for that today, right? They're in school because they'll be off those 3 days, which I think is smart because they logistically, I think it'd be an issue. Chief, what about the security? You beefing up for that? You go to other communities, or where you bring in retired people? How does that work?
Yeah, we're coordinating with other area departments. We're not sure whether or not we got to go outside the county yet or not. We're in active discussions with all the area departments. We have a committee, a public safety committee, that's been formed. We meet, you know, every other week typically right now. That'll increase as we get closer to the draft. Speaking with NFL security, they're actually pretty confident we're going to be able to handle this with just the officers that work within the county. Certainly we're going to explore other options, you know, neighboring municipalities and neighboring counties, and figure out, you know, as we get closer what we are looking at.
But like Jim said, in talk with the other mayors or whomever you've talked with, it wasn't that rowdy kind of, right? Like I remember, like, it was at the Kenny Chesney concert, and wow, that was a rough crowd. I mean, that was, You know what I mean?
I had to bail them out.
Yeah, actually. But it doesn't seem like that type of group.
No, I did not witness that in Detroit. The number of arrests that they had didn't reflect that either. I think
Kansas
there was
City,
like, 2, right? Is what I heard.
Wow.
You know, so when you're thinking, you know, they had hundreds of thousands. I know the official number was 700,000. But when you look at that and you look at 2 arrests, it's, again, it's shocking.
Yeah. I hope we can do that. You know what I mean? Because I think Vegas was 4 and Kansas City was 0. Mm-hmm. I mean, just...
And we're going to be very similar to the Kansas City draft, both, I think, in size, makeup of the community, and just the footprint as well. Yeah. So I think there's a lot of similarities with Kansas City.
Well, and Super Bowl champs, too. No, we both have the same teams, right?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's one of the reasons that's one of the reasons they're coming here.
One of the things that's not a sexy item of you know, the whole thing, but parking. What do you guys have in mind parking wise? And I see Broward County just recently opened up the all their parks, right, where people can camp, you know, earlier than normal and everything. What are some of the plans for? Because I have to think the one bugaboo that could happen around here is because, you know, we are kind of, you know, in this little enclave, so to speak. How are you going to do it transportation-wise? Would you recommend as much Uber or whatever you want to call it transportation as possible?
Yeah, I think I'll touch on that briefly. So there's a group called the Local Organizing Committee, and that's made up of individuals from a variety of different organizations, whether it's the Packers, Discover Green Bay, PMI Entertainment, and the NFL, of course, and their organizers. They are working through and developing a parking and transportation plan right now. And
okay.
So they're reaching out to local businesses, vendors. They're trying to find parking virtually throughout the kind of region, if not extended region in the state, to park cars and then provide certain type of shuttling services. So certainly, I think you'll experience parking like you would on game day, but tenfold.
Right.
So if you can find alternative methods when those options become available, I would encourage individuals to do so.
And you're getting ahead
of it. That'll make things easier on you, right, Nick?
Yeah, and I know the NFL staff has people coming to games this year in advance of the draft, see how game day operations work as far as a traffic and parking scenario. So they're going to be able to have eyes on that during the season here. They've got to come up with a game plan.
You kind of got a homie running this thing, too, from the security, right? And Chief Arts, you know, he's...
Yeah. Yeah, he's our main contact with NFL security.
First time Chief Arts has been referred to as a homie on the show, but okay, go ahead.
Yeah, he's been great to work with. You know, he knows this area, which is a huge benefit to law enforcement putting this on. Yeah, I mean, he's got an intricate knowledge of this area and how game day works, and he's able to advise the NFL staff putting on the event. So that's going to be a huge benefit for us.
I got to think Ashwaubenon's could be all spit and polished and very proud of itself to show itself off.
Yeah, I think so. We have a local group that's doing beautification efforts right now. The key for us is we want our businesses to do the same. So just remember that this draft is at the end of April. So if you want to make it look good, you're probably going to have to do it in the fall because we're going to go into winter, and then it's just a quick cleanup before the draft. That's one thing we noticed right away when we were in Detroit. There was a very, very strong concerted effort to clean up the city. There was very little litter. Grass was mowed. Graffiti was gone. There were crews working day and night during the draft. You saw them physically present throughout the entire city cleaning.
And how great is that for Detroit? Because some people may not have been to Detroit. I mean, their downtown is awesome, what they've done, Ford Field. But some people may think, you know, it's kind of the hood. And that city's unbelievable. And they are coming back so strong.
We had a great experience there. And that's one thing I will add, too, is that when we were downtown, of course, we were wearing our Packer gear during the draft. And people saw us and recognized that we were their arch enemy. But with that being said, they came up and said, thank you so much for coming to our city. We're really proud of all the things we've done.
Yeah.
We really are happy that we're able to showcase all these wonderful things.
And yeah, we heard that multiple times from different people. I mean, they're really proud of what they did there and that they should be.
Because I used to live in Flint, which is just north of Detroit, a little bit of a tough town. And that was during the time period where it's like, is this city just going to fold up? Because the auto factories were all closing, early 80s, that type of thing. And the old Tiger Stadium, the old Silver Dome, which was terrible, if you've ever been there and everything. And then for what, in that time span, what that city has done is truly amazing. You almost had to have seen it back in the early 80s to appreciate it.
They lost half their population. Right. Can you imagine that? Half, and you know, the infrastructure stays. You're still going to plow the streets, put up fires. And they have really come back. And I just got to believe, and we've talked with the mayor. That was great for them. And I got to believe they're going to see some economic impact down the road because it's like, wow, this is an awesome place, you know? And so anyway, I think that's going to happen here too. I just think, I think people are going to have a great time here, but you know, hopefully we're going to get some new businesses and hopefully some new residents, and yeah, this is great. So you make a good point, Joel.
It's okay. Go ahead.
City manager, Mister.
Yeah.
Of getting ready now.
Village manager.
Joel Greg Oseski. Village manager.
Mister. I said Mister Greg Oseski.
Okay.
I want to underscore the getting ready now. Because you're right. It's going to snow, and then it's going to be like, oh, my God, the NFL draft is next month.
Yeah, I think we all, every business, every agency, organization needs to at least put their thinking caps on as to how we want to best address this. We're 239 days away from the actual draft kickoff, so that's not a lot of time to put in a pretty big effort.
That's a huge effort. Like, you plan a wedding that far out. It's like all the moving parts to that. And that's like, what?
And possibly 2 months away from snow.
Yeah.
I mean, really? You know?
I know.
Yeah. Hopefully, we don't get a big storm while this is going on. Is that 2018?
We talked about
that. But you need to have, and you do, I'm sure, have contingency if there is snow. We went down, Johnny and I were down at the Dallas Super Bowl, and they had that ice storm, and they didn't know what they were doing. So it kind of ruined that event. So, yeah, I'm sure you got a lot of plan Bs and Cs. But, I think if people lean into this thing, it's going to be a pretty cool event.
I think the behind-the-scenes things that you guys are doing is pretty cool. Yeah. Going to Detroit, really doing I like that part. I mean, that would be fun beneficial. To do, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So, and I'm jealous.
As Mayor Greg Oseski said.
Oh, my gosh.
Village manager.
Joel Greg Oseski, village manager of Ashwaubenon, said.
I told you.
Yeah, you're right, Todd.
We just got to get ready for it. We got to enjoy this. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
I agree.
Yeah. So it's going to be cool. All right.
Best of luck, Mayor. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
When you think about Labor Day and what it means, do you think about Wisconsin? You should, but let's go back to explain. In the mid-1800s, activists pushed for a day to recognize workers' contributions. President Grover Cleveland signed a law in 1894, making the first Monday of every September a national holiday. So where did the first labor union form in Wisconsin? Wausau? Green Bay? Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The Badger State has an impressive history, Bricklayers and carpenters formed unions in the 1840s and were the first to push for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. Now, did you guess? This all happened first in Milwaukee. The state's labor unions formed in 1847. The National Labor Union didn't form until 1866, 19 years later, leading the way for other states is this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor. Once again, we're live on location. 2014 and 2016, True Lane. This house is so big, it has two addresses.
Yeah.
And it is so cool. Right out the window is Lambeau Field. This is one of the homes that Simple Life Hospitality is going to be renting out for the upcoming season, for concerts, for the NFL draft, whatever it is. And you could come down here and talk to these folks. If you have any interest at all, thought about renting out your house this season or in for the draft. They have an open house here from 12 until 6 today. They've got Hy-Vee has donated a bunch of stuff they're going to be giving away. Circle K, somewhat new to the area, is going to be giving away stuff as well. That's 12 or noon until 6 this afternoon, 2014, 2016, True Lane. Come out and check this out. And we have Angie Turner right now from Circle K. And Angie, I was talking to you when I lived in Arizona. Circle K is around every block. Then I didn't see them for the next 40 years. And here you guys are in Ashwaubenon, Green Bay.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
It is very cool. You know, we do get a lot of people that come in and they say, you know, I grew up in Arizona. Right. Or the snowbirds that go to Arizona in the winter, they're used to Circle K. So it's nice having people come in. Even in Texas, they're on every corner. Yep. So it's really nice to start to make a presence in the area. We have a store on the east side off of Main Street and then also De Pere Ledgeview area. We also have two grand openings happening today.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep.
Where
so
at?
In Appleton and Menasha, our stores are having their grand openings. Lots of great prizes. You know, you get a lot of free items and just get to experience what we have to offer.
I think that's your business has got such a great reputation that it's not here. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, you know, everybody's been to, anybody who's traveled has been to a Circle K. And then,
right.
I just remember when you were building there, I'm like, oh, what's that going to be? And then it's like, oh, good, it's Circle K.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
It's just cool service. You got a variety of things
clean
to offer.
Yeah, great coffee.
Right.
Yes. Yep. I know. And that's what I love to hear. You know, people are so excited. And with Packer season, we do get a lot of travelers that come in. So it's nice to see them come in and know what they love.
Familiarity.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're consistent. I mean, you get like customer service, product offering. They're all Circle K. That, I think that's why you have the reputation you have.
Yeah. I think also we offer a variety of products.
Right.
You know, not just necessarily our brand, but we have a lot of deals with major companies like Pepsi and Coke. So we can offer like buy two, get one free for Gatorades or Pepsi items.
And
like
it's nice that, and I know you'd hate, this is what anybody that works for a gas station hates to hear. Even growing up in my brother's gas station, people, it went up to 58 cents a gallon. What the heck you guys doing here? Hey, we robbery there.
Oh, yeah.
But the gas prices are coming down. Isn't that wonderful for everybody?
It is. Yeah.
Yes.
We do try to keep it, you know, cheaper than other people.
Right.
You know, it's competition, but at the same time, we do have a rewards program, and sometimes we have like fuel days that you can check out, 40 cents off a gallon.
So, that's a bunch.
When's that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're there.
Jim's pulling in already. Not to put
you
on the spot,
me?
But if we were planning a party, like, give me some of the things that they could stop by Circle K and pick up for a Packer party besides chips and soda.
Oh, geez. So, the biggest thing I would say would be our cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone loves our cookies.
Right.
So we have chocolate chip, M&M, peanut butter, but we do bake them every day. So I think that's what makes it so good. They're just perfectly soft and delicious. And
that's why
trust me, try them and then you'll see what I'm talking
about. Is that what you guys
about.
Are giving away here this afternoon?
We actually don't have any.
Okay, well, I'll run over and grab some from an Ash
right.
or someplace then. Whatever.
Yeah, they'll have plenty, and they'll have some coupons, too, to give you.
How fun is it to be a part of this community right now, the Packer community, so to speak?
It's really fun, especially For me, you know, I was born in Texas, but I was always a Packers fan. So getting to experience Packers season in my store being right by the stadium, and then, you know, we're talking about the draft. So it's very exciting.
Yeah, what street? Are you on McCarthy?
Yep, we are on McCarthy. We're actually down the road from Ruby.
Close to Ashland. Yeah, right. Close to Ashland.
Yep. Yeah, on the corner.
All right.
That's awesome. Is this one of the things you're giving away today?
Yeah.
Basket like this?
I put together a little basket. So we actually do have our own Mountain Dew flavor. So it's called Purple Thunder.
Okay.
Exclusive to Circle K. We also have our own Gatorade flavor.
Outstanding.
To Circle K.
And you got some gift certificates or gift cards.
We have some gift cards.
And a cool mug.
Yep. And a car wash book.
Nice.
And we do have a fuel card in here. $3 off of your fuel purchase. And a car wash.
And you're be giving this away sometime between noon and 6 today right here.
I thought that was for the host.
Okay. Did you really think that, Jim?
No, I didn't. That's great you're doing that. And again, I think Green Bay is pretty good community here. And I think we attract good businesses, and Circle K, you guys are definitely one of them. I just think
I'm really excited because I think what's different about Green Bay and probably Kansas City and Detroit, we are a smaller city. You know, I think people that haven't come to Green Bay, they don't really realize that until they're here.
Right.
And they're like, whoa, this is where Lambeau Field is.
Yeah.
This is, but I think as
you're right about something there.
Yeah.
I got that all the time from people that would come, because like a lot of my military guys, when Ted would give me the box, mm-hmm. and they were from other areas, but they would come in to stay with a buddy to go to a Packer game, okay? And they were always surprised. It's like, I'm driving through this neighborhood, like right here, and all of a sudden, there's the most prestigious
thing in the world
in front of us.
Sphinx, it just rises up. The other thing I think about Green Bay is you get letters, and what a bucket list this is for people. Mm-hmm. I just some of these letters I get, it's like unbelievable that this is like way up there.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, people, I just want to go to a Packer game.
Right.
It's like I go to 3 every season.
Right.
It's, so that's why it's really exciting for the draft.
Yeah.
Because we'll get all these people that have always wanted to come here.
No question.
So we have listeners, you know, Appleton, Oshkosh. Where are your open houses today? Are these new businesses or is this?
We opened these stores a little bit ago, but our grand opening, we have one in Appleton and one in Menasha.
Okay. Great. Where's one in Appleton?
Right in Appleton, it is. Yep. Off of Calumet.
Right. All right. That's great. Well, good. Circle K, thanks for what you're doing. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
We look forward
me.
To supporting you. And we'll all have fun with the Packer season,
yes,
right?
Yes. We're all looking forward to it. Like you said, Super Bowl champs.
You're going to have to be quiet, Angie. You guys are taking over. Thank you for being here.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, Pete Schwabba.
Dropping by on the next Night Light is the owner of the Firehouse Comedy Club in Door County, Asher Brooks, and director, producer, musician, and founder of the fabulous website Wisconsinology, Frank Anderson.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Register today for the 15th annual RX Link Golf Classic in support of Naranon at Thornberry Creek at Oneida. It's Friday, August 30th and starts with registration and breakfast at 9 a.m., followed by a shotgun start at 10. Happy hour starts at 4 p.m., followed by the awards dinner and silent auction. Proceeds support Naranon, a 12-step program for families and friends of addicts. Advanced registration is suggested and simple. Just call Thornberry Creek at Oneida, 920-434-7501, or search for RX Link Golf online. See you August 30th.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.